In 2012, Kateri Tekakwitha became the first Native American to be canonized as saint by the Catholic Church. A miracle attributed to her intercession paved the way for the official recognition of her sainthood. That miracle occurred when a boy dying from an aggressive infection of flesh-eating bacteria was suddenly healed. The boy was Jake Finkbona, and Saint Kateri is still at work in his life. When the 5-year-old Jake Finkbona showed up to play his last basketball game of the season in Ferndale, he had no idea it would change his life and lead to the events that would culminate in the canonization of a saint. At that fateful game in 2006, he cut his lip after falling on the base of the portable basketball hoop. On the surface was the bacteria, necrotizing fasciitis, which is a fast-moving bacteria that attacks and destroys the flesh. The disease has a high fatality rate. The bacteria infected Jake's facial tissue, and the infection quickly spread. He was injured on a Saturday, and by Monday, he was being airlifted to Children's Hospital in Seattle. Jake was fighting for his life. On the Tuesday, doctors informed Jake's parents that their son's situation was critical. Jake remained critical for the next 2 weeks, during which his family was told several times to prepare for his death. Given the ominous news, the Finkbona called for a priest to administer last rites to their son. It was this priest who encouraged the family to seek the intercession of Blessed Kateri, and so they did exactly as they were told and prayed for the intercession of the saint. During that period, Jake later told his parents he had an out-of-body experience where he met Jesus with his recently deceased godfather. Although Jake wanted to stay in that experience, he said Jesus told him that he needed to return to his parents and younger sisters. After 2 weeks of surgical interventions, Jake's great aunt brought a visitor to pray at his bedside. It was a nun, but a nun that introduced herself as Sister Kateri. The Finkbonas were actually in a state of shock, as they knew that it was no coincidence that they had been praying for weeks to Blessed Kateri to intercede for their son, and then out of nowhere, this nun shows up that had the exact same name. Sister Kateri had brought a relic of Blessed Kateri with her to pray for Jake, which she carries with her whenever she goes to pray with someone. Sister Kateri prayed with Jake and his family and placed the relic on his bed. Unaware to Sister Kateri, it was after her visit that the major turning point in Jake's recovery occurred. It was later that Jake's family heard that the doctors themselves said that this is definitely beyond any medical intervention. Jake beat the odds and recovered, and with the approval of the then Archbishop, the case of Blessed Kateri's intercession was investigated as the possible one remaining miracle needed for her canonization. The miracle was approved by the Vatican, and on the 21st of October, 2012, Saint Kateri Tekakwitha was canonized by the late Pope Benedict XVI. Saint Kateri Tekakwitha is the first Native American to be recognized as a saint by the Catholic Church. She was born in 1656 in a Mohawk village. Her name, Kateri, is the Mohawk form of Catherine, which she took from Saint Catherine of Siena. She contracted smallpox as a 4-year-old child, which scarred her skin. The scars were a source of humiliation in her youth. She was commonly seen wearing a blanket to hide her face. Worse, her entire family died during the outbreak. Kateri Tekakwitha was subsequently raised by her uncle, who was the chief of a Mohawk clan. Kateri was known as a skilled worker who was diligent and patient. However, she refused to marry. When her adoptive parents proposed a suitor to her, she refused to entertain the proposal. They punished her by giving her more work to do, but she did not give in. Instead, she remained quiet and diligent. Eventually, they were forced to relent and accept that she had no interest in marriage. At age 19, Kateri Tekakwitha converted to Catholicism, taking a vow of chastity and pledging to marry only Jesus Christ. Not everyone in Kateri's village accepted her choice to fully embrace Jesus, which made her a village outcast. Some members of her family refused her food on Sundays because she would not work. She suffered bullying, and some children would taunt her and throw stones at her. She was threatened by some with torture or death if she did not renounce her religion. Because of increasing hostility from some of her people, and because she wanted to be free to devote her life completely to Jesus, in July of 1677, Kateri left her village and traveled more than 200 miles through the woods and rivers to the Catholic mission of St. Francis Xavier. Kateri's journey through the wilderness took more than 2 months. According to legend, Kateri was very devout and would put thorns on a sleeping mat. She often prayed for the conversion of her fellow Mohawks, according to the Jesuit missionaries that served the community where Kateri lived. She often fasted, and when she would eat, she would taint her food to diminish its flavor. On at least one occasion, she burned herself. Such self-mortification was common among the Mohawk. Because of her virtue, determination, and faith, Kateri was allowed to receive her first Holy Communion on Christmas Day in 1677. Although unable to read and write, Kateri led a life of prayer and penitential practices. She taught the young and helped those in the village who were poor or sick. People referred to her as the Holy Woman. Just 5 years after her conversion to Catholicism, she became ill and passed away at the age of 24 on April the 17th, 1680. Moments after dying, her scarred face miraculously cleared and was made beautiful by God. This miracle was even witnessed by two Jesuit priests. My dear brothers and sisters, let's now take this time to offer up a short prayer to Saint Kateri Tekakwitha. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O Saint Kateri, Lily of the Mohawks, your love for Jesus, so strong, so steadfast, pray that we may become like you. Your short and painful life showed us your strength and humility. Pray that we may become forever humble like you. Like the bright and shining stars at night, we pray that your light may forever shine down upon us, giving light, hope, peacefulness, and serenity in our darkest moments. Fill our hearts, Saint Kateri Tekakwitha, with your same love for Jesus, and pray that we may have the strength and courage to become one like you in heaven. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now, and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and forever shall be, world without end. Amen. Saint Kateri Tekakwitha, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you.